Begin the Garden Daf Masech Pesachim that begin we begin the Menal begin the Tzad Masel begin with the Gemara. Mlil Lav Machriyur. Mlil is not considered as a deciding vote. Shteis explains, but why isn't it still difficult? But still, how are we ruling like a Yehuda, which either way is not like anonymous Mishnah. The Gemara said that Mlil, why don't we say like him? He's Machriyur. The Gemara says no, he's Machriyur. He's his own opinion. And but precautionary, what's difficult to the reader is the lema lo gemliel, which is still say Allah's gemliel for a different reason, which actually the Gemara just mentioned just before. The sasmon tani kabasev parakol shah. We have the anonymous mishnah, which the Gemara thought to say that that was like one opinion, but we said it's actually not. It's actually like gemliel. Medik tani mutter for the fact that the wording is mutter and really shouldn't say mutter, obviously like gemliel. Now, as says Taisa Filim, Misaf Kaleim, Yeshla Dak, Blosham, Mutter, Mlav, even if you're going to say we're in doubt. Could we make that precision of the inference of the Stam Mishnah, of the word Mutter, if it really means Mlil or not? But at least one thing is, either it's a Gemayor or it's a Gemlil, which the Gemara entertains either one of them, but this of that halacha of Kol Shah in that anonymous Mishnah is definitely like one of the two of them. Be that as it may, it shouldn't be like a Yehuda. What you could say is that you're right, the Gemara really is relying on the second answer the Gemara gives. The Rav is ruling like Yehuda because it's like a Blas Ishbar Toysa who it's brought over there that Allah is like him, which is like a Yehuda. And Taisa says, V'din Achra, Farsh B'Sag Pekum Yas Hashem, Taisa can explain what does it mean to be Machriya at the end of the parak with Hashem's help. Taisa explained that even though the anonymous Mishnah later on sounds like Gamliel, and even not like a Mlil, but it's definitely like a Yehuda. It's either like a Mary Mlil, but still, he was like a Yehuda, like the Ibai Seima, because of Belaza Ishbar Taisa, where Truma is eaten only in the fourth hour, and not more than that. Next says the Master begins with the Gemara, the servant Truma is Tameis Vitaluis Vitaris, and we burn Truma that's Tamei, that's doubtful, that's Tahar. Just explains that why is it permitted to burn Truma that's Tahar, but biblically you could do Bittel. Says Taisa, Philim name the Asalis of Taurus, even if you're going to say that's forbidden to burn Taurus, Mishim the Chabaki Possess Mamidbar, Es Mishmas Trumasai, the safe guarding my Trumas, which means both by all types of Trumas. And therefore, just commercial Asalatam, just now we'll make it Tame, now let it go ahead and cause it to get ruined, which would include burning too. So, how are we going ahead and burning it here in Pesach? So, Taisa Achashar here permitted why? Because I've got the Midrash and Bittabam Sagi, right? Although biblically, you're allowed to go ahead and nullify it. Vain Sakhul Shabi, you don't have to burn it. So, you're not allowed to go ahead and make it to get ruined like Tumma. You have to protect it. You're not allowed to burn it. Come on, still says Taisa, keeping the safe of the Asa. But Lelikli, but anyways, it's going to be forbidden. It's going to go to waste because Pesach is coming up and it's going to become forbidden. So, Sharla Sarfa, they'd be allowed to burn it. Kamay La Tamaisa, just like you're allowed to make a Tami. The Shara Mabus and Pigand, the Mab permits at the end of the parak, list of Tamei and Matahira, to burn Truman that's Tami with the Tahira, because since it's going to waste, so you're allowed to go ahead and make Matamit, so too, you're allowed to go ahead and burn it. Ketinik Tesmas, words the Gemara, Mishayrin Mosin stays through this. And you leave over two meals worth, which Taisa explains that this we're talking about regarding Truma. But Kolshkin Bechulin, Beshur Bechulin, Shechleim Merubin, where there's a lot of people that eat Chulin, the Meshayrin, the Beshur, you leave over two meals worth, Kedemashim, but Tesev, like Smashim, but Tesev, the only thing that we're saying over here, the Chiddush is, that even Truma that's Tari, you let it leave over two meals worth. That's a Chiddush, because you don't really have that many people to eat it. But Chulin, for sure, you let it leave over, because there's many people to eat that. Ketinik says, Master begins with Zigmar, my love, Lenach, are we talking about here in the fifth hour is to sell to non-Jews. Shaysa explains, do you have to sell this specifically in the courts? And also, why you're not allowed to sell it to yourself? The Gemara was saying, trying to bring a raya, halachas like a Yehuda, and in the fifth hour can't be eaten anymore. And that's why that story with Rabbi, where the produce was getting ruined and ruined as time was going on, he said in the fifth hour, oh, now sell it. Why in the fifth hour? Because now you can't eat anymore. And now, but you can still have benefit and sell it to the non-Jew. Says Taisa, l'hachi maslo nachim, that's why. Why was the Gemara presuming that it was not like the Gemara's answer, Li Yisrael, and rather in the fifth hour to sell to a non-Jew? Because they're Li Yisrael, because if it's selling it to a Jew, like a mayor, Lishkol Navshi, let the person take it for himself, get the Baruch HaBai for himself, like a Bai asks, surely that same question. Now, Taiz brings the Yerushalmi Garas, the Gersin in the Yerushalmi is, say a Mokhem Bez Din Bashuk. Not just go out and sell it in the street, sell it in the court, with the courts in the street. Now, Mashmid sounds like Avbishnus Lirishus Rebbe. Even the Rebbe gave that person permission, Choya Bezn Limko, he was the head of the courts to sell. Falahachi, still it sounds like from the Yishami, that Tzach Bezn Mashas Machir, Kedil Yishami, he needs to have the courts there when he's selling it to properly evaluate that he's selling it for the right price. Now, that's as Taisvim Temi begin to say, why is it different than a widow? The mecheres lachem shlo bebezin, that she could sell from her husband's assets to others, not in the court, and bezin, and actually in the court, but she could keep it for herself. Which is not like our Gemara says, where we said we can't do it for himself. And Yerushalmi is saying it's only going to be done in the courts. Now, Meksubis, like the Gemara says, of Tzadik Chesem Halv, Amana, a widow, Shoshama La'atzma, that if she's evaluating it for to sell it to herself, La'asab La'kom, she hasn't done anything. Because now we tell her, Man Shemlach, who evaluated for you? Now, Mashlit sounds like the Bebezdin, but if it's only because she's evaluating herself. But it's not like the Bebezdin in the court, Yechai La'ashim, she could evaluate for herself. That's not like we're saying over here, where Yerushalmi is saying you have to do it in the court, and we're saying that the person can't sell it to themselves. Also, becoming namahasim. Also, it says over the ahu gavra, that person afkidu gabe kista diyasmi. This person had properties of the orphans, and also shamal nafshi went evaluated for himself, meaning to sell it to himself because there was a debt that they owed him. Now, l'sefi yakar at the end it went up in price. Amalei, they said to him, man shamloch, oh, who went evaluated for you? But it sounds like that if the court would have evaluated, that he could have taken it for himself. Again, that contradicts our sugya. And that's what says v'shulam. What you could say is that the truth is that there is a suspicion that maybe the person did not evaluate it properly. Now, so then, like we're saying from the Yerushalmi, so why by the widow do we say that she could do it out of the court if she's selling it to someone else? The Mecheresh Lebebezdin, because the widow could sell it not in the court, Meshumchina, because of grace, because we want the woman to find favor to get married, because of that we're more lenient, but in general, like in the case of our Gemara, they did not permit the person to sell it out of the courts, and even the courts is only by someone else. Now, like I have a kiss to the Asmi, now regarding that story regarding the orphans, that this guy had deposit from the orphans, and he was able to hold it for himself, and it's not going to be evident, that was only after the fact where he evaluated for himself, where if that was permitted with the courts, they didn't require him to go ahead and let it go. But in general, initially, you're right, he's not evaluated for himself, even though he had the permission from the courts. Or inami, another approach you could say is Gabi Yasmi, but the orphans, Bezin Atman Him Hamavkin. The depositors are really the courts, because they're the apotropos for the orphans, they're in charge. Therefore, that the one who was holding on to the deposit could keep it for himself based on the directive of the courts, because they're the ones who gave the deposit. But you're right, deposit it for someone else. Like we're saying, you're not allowed to. Now, that you could just evaluate the monies and leave it gab mitzia by someone who finds a lost object where it's getting ruined. What I mean, you see that he could go ahead and keep it for himself. Like a chashad, there's no suspicion because the guy's returning the aveda, for sure he's not coming to steal and cheating on the evaluation. So Taisa brought the Yerushalmi that even though it's permitted for the person to sell, but he had to sell to others even in front of the court when they're evaluating, which I said a difficulty from the widow that she could sell to others, even not in the court, and just defined by the person that had a deposit from the orphans and he was able to hold on to it if it would have been evaluated in the court. So that is answered that specifically by the widow, they permit her to sell out of the courts because of chinah, because of chen that she should get married. And this we find that person held on to the debt of the orphans, that was on by the Yevit. Or no, they're this because the courts really are the ones who are depositing by him, because they're in charge of the orphan's assets. So therefore, he could hold on to it, but someone else's deposit, then even with the directive of the court, he can't take it for himself, because we're suspecting that he's not going to evaluate it properly. And this that we find by a lost object, that he could evaluate and keep it for himself, that's because there's no suspicion over there, because he's coming to return it, for sure he's going to evaluate it properly.